Imagine walking into a space, and well, your eyes are just immediately caught by this portrait. It doesn't just hang there, it sort of shimmers, right? Almost like it's alive with light. We're talking about Philandus Thames' piece, She Did What She Could. It's truly captivating. You've got thousands of these tiny glass beads, all hand-strung.
Incredible detail.
Forming this luminous, really resting face of a young black woman. And then behind her, there's this vibrant backdrop, almost quilt-like.
Yes, like Southern material tradition.
With these bold patterns, zigzags, diamonds, florals. It evokes such rich cultural feelings and just a really powerful presence.
Yeah.
It honestly takes your breath away.
And what's so compelling, especially for a collector like you, is the thinking behind it. Thames, he's from Jackson, Mississippi, and his whole approach, it sort of challenges our ideas about visibility, about what we value in art.
How so?
Well, he takes everyday black experiences, things often overlooked, you know, and he positions them as cultural currency.
Meaning they have this inherent significance.
Exactly. Immense value within our, well, our whole cultural landscape. And in this piece, She Did What She Could, he just masterfully weaves the beadwork with those Southern traditions. It creates a story that's not just beautiful, it's deeply layered, really meaningful.
And here's something really unique for your collection. From a distance, the portrait is incredibly clear. Almost looks like a photograph.
Mm-hmm. Striking clarity.
But then as you walk closer, it just transforms. It dissolves into these, like, pixels of glass reflecting light, always shifting. Can you picture that?
Right.
That dynamic quality, that constant rediscovery, how it would captivate you and your guests every single time.
And that visual effect, it's not just technical skill, is it? It offers real intellectual depth. That back and forth mirrors the complexity of black identity itself.
Ah, I see. Visible and obscured at the same time.
Visible, sometimes obscured, yeah, and always refracted through cultural history. It keeps the conversation going, ensures the piece reveals something new with every look.
Let's talk about the materials, too. That choice is key, isn't it? Beads? Usually we think of them for adornment, maybe craft.
Right, smaller scale things.
But here he takes them to this monumental scale. It completely reframes how we see the medium, the artistry involved.
Precisely. He's not just using beads. It feels more like he's reclaiming them, redefining the medium entirely.
Uh-huh.
He connects this very personal likeness, the portrait, with these much broader, powerful cultural stories, resilience, endurance, legacy. It's all in there.
So it's more than just a portrait then?
Oh, absolutely. It's a testament. A testament to enduring strength, to history. You feel it in every single bead.
So, okay, what we're saying is, She Did What She Could. Isn't just art. It's like a meditation on survival, but also a real celebration of beauty.
Both things at once.
It's unique in its materials, deep in its concept, and visually. Incredibly dynamic. Few pieces manage all that.
And its value to you as a collector is clear. It's an artwork that genuinely changes with every encounter. It keeps affirming that quiet, everyday strength that really resonates. It promises ongoing discovery, a constant conversation in your space.
And it's important to note, this isn't just our opinion. The work has serious recognition. Thames's pieces are already in some very notable collections.
That's right. We're talking the Aspen Museum of Art, the Mississippi Museum of Art.
Also major private collections, like the Hort Family Collection and the Bernard Lumpkin and Carmine DiBacuzzi Family Collection. That really speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It confirms its significance and, frankly, its strong investment potential, too.
Good point.
And just so you have the specifics, the title is She Did What She Could from 2025. It's made using hair beads on coated wire with an aluminum rod for structure. And the size, it's substantial. 76 by 48 by 4 inches.
Wow. Okay. So it has real physical presence.
Definitely. That size and the unique construction mean it will absolutely command attention and respect wherever it's placed.
So ultimately, this piece just resonates deeply. It offers that stunning beauty, but also this profound cultural commentary.
We really encourage you, as a collector who appreciates depth, to consider the lasting impact, the evolving beauty this significant work by Philandus Thames could bring. It's really more than just buying art. It's like engaging with a really important contemporary voice, someone shaping the conversation right now.
So as you think about this shimmering portrait,
yeah,
what hidden stories, the seen and the unseen, does it invite you to explore within its depths?